To recommendation 3.5. Quote. Recommend that contraceptive information and services, as a part of sexual and reproductive health services, be offered within HIV testing, treatment and care provided in the healthcare setting. End of quote. About 80% of all women and men living with HIV are in their reproductive years. As ART becomes more widely available with a concomitant increase in life expectancy among persons living with HIV PLHIV, many of them will want to have the option of choosing whether and when to have children. They may wish to avoid pregnancy for a number of reasons, including fear that the child will be infected with HIV, or because they want to preserve their resources on maintaining their own health and the health of their families. Unfortunately, contraceptive information and services are often inaccessible or unavailable to persons living with HIV. One of the reasons is the providers do not often have the knowledge and skills to counsel persons living with HIV on their contraceptive options. For example, the study from GUNI among healthcare providers found that many of the providers violated clients' rights to contraceptive counseling. Providers also expressed their inability to provide qualified guidance on reproductive options to HIV-positive women because of lack of training and the absence of clear guidelines. Note reference, 81. Also, provider bias and stigma results in many of them pressuring women to undergo sterilization, rather than present them with all reproductive options. Note reference, 82. Universal access to contraceptive services implies planning to address the specific needs of PLHIV in the planning and implementation of services. Most contraceptive methods are safe and effective for persons living with HIV. However, the number of factors will have to be considered when offering them contraceptive advice. See Box 4. For example, the choices will be different for persons whose partners are uninfected as compared to those whose partners are infected. Dual protection from infections as well as pregnancy should be an important part of contraceptive options offered to HIV-positive persons. Integrating contraceptive services with VCT, treatment and care services makes it possible to reach not only persons living with HIV but also sections of the population who are unlikely clients of contraceptive services. For example, whether HIV-positive or not, contraceptive information and services may be offered to groups often underserved by contraceptive programs, such as adolescents and young people, men who have sex with men but also have female partners, transgender persons, and sex workers. Programs to prevent parent-to-child transmission of HIV should logically include contraception as a key element. Note reference, 84, page 28. Sidebar. Box 4. Factors affecting contraceptive choice for HIV-positive persons. Table. Country of residence. Access to healthcare services, methods available and cost. Gender-related factors. Women's status in society, decision-making power, experience of / fear of gender based violence. HIV status of person. CD4 count, viral load, physical well-being. HIV serostus of partner. Concordant, discordant, not known. Menstrual, sexual and reproductive history. Menorrhagia, dysmenorrhea, past pelvic infection, past ectopic pregnancy. Medical history. Abnormal liver function, past history of venous thromboembolic disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, current drug abuse. Medications. Enzyme inducers, antibiotics, tuberculosis drugs, teratogenic agents. End of table. Source, adapted from Mitchell H. S., Steve N. E. Contraceptive Choice for HIV-Positive Women. Sexually Transmitted Infections 2004, 80:167-173, Table 2. Note reference, 83. Sidebar. Checklist 8. 8.1 DSHA National HIV Policy Priorities. The integration of contraceptive services within HIV testing, treatment and care services. Is there a strategy in place on integration of contraceptive services within HIV testing, treatment and care services? 8.2 Are there mechanisms for coordination between the departments/authorities responsible for HIV/AIDS and those responsible for sexual and reproductive health, including contraceptive services, in matters related to service integration? Are such mechanisms present at the subnational and local levels of health administration? 8.3 Have clinical protocols and standards for HIV testing, treatment and care been reviewed and revised to integrate contraceptive information, counseling and services? 8.4 Have HIV service providers been trained in providing contraceptive information and services to women and men? Have they been trained in addressing stigma and discrimination? 8.5 In practice, are contraceptive services routinely offered to users of HIV services? Are information and communication resources available that provide information on contraceptive options for PLHIV? 8.6 In practice, are contraceptive and other sexual and reproductive health services offered to users of HIV services without any element of coercion? Is the environment of service provision free from stigma and discrimination? End of sidebar.